You're listening to Potty Mouth Radio, the home of movies, music, television, and comedy. The following podcast contains spoilers and rude words. We watch a thing. We watch a thing. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to We Watched a Thing for a bonus episode here. You've got Billy, you've got Dave. How you doing, mate?
I am good. Ready to talk about some cool stuff.
That's right. Last week, we were lucky enough to sit down and have a chat with the China Brothers, Ben and Paul, lovely gentlemen, who have just made their debut directorial... I said those words around the wrong way. Directorial debut.
They made a movie.
They sure did. It's called Night Shift. It's listed online as a 2023 film, I guess, because it premiered at Mammoth Fest last year. But it's just being released on March 1st here and around the world. As we said, written and directed by Ben and Paul China, otherwise known as the China Brothers. It stars Phoebe Tonkin, Patrick Fischler, Lamorne Morris, Madison Hu, Christopher Denham, Connor Price, Lauren Bowles, and what is it about, mate?
It is about a young lady who takes a job at a rather shitty little roadside motel, the Night Shift of the title. Starts to suspect that possibly said motel might be haunted.
Crazy
things ensue, and enjoyment is had by film-going patrons.
Yes. All right. Well, let's get into it then. Unlike usual, let's break from tradition, mate. And since this is such a fresh film and honestly a bit of a twisty film and we don't want to give anything away, let's do a spoiler-free section to kick off, and then we'll hit a little air horn sound for spoilers. So let's get into it. Give me your general thoughts on Night Shift, sticking spoiler-free for now.
Look, I fucking loved this movie.
Yeah, okay.
I had so much fun with it. We were very fortunate to be given advance access. So we've obviously seen the film, even though it hasn't come out yet. I've watched this three times now. I watched it. I went, shit, that was fun. And literally about an hour later, I watched it again. And then I watched it again a couple of days later. It's not perfect. It's not a big budget film. There's a couple of little kind of continuity, you know, you can niggle at it and find little faults with it. But overall, I think it's a really fucking good time. Yeah. I had so much fun with this.
I mean, it's easy to rewatch because it's fairly short. It's less than an hour and a half. I think it's about 80 minutes
or something. It's punchy.
I didn't love the film, but I did like it. And I think that what it does do really well is its tone. I think it does a really good job of juggling that line between horror while still having some comedic elements, but it never feels like a comedy horror.
No.
It's a horror film. And I don't think it's especially scary. But I think it keeps that tone fairly
consistent. I jumped a couple of times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I'm soft.
But I think that tonally it keeps, really well. I think that the acting is all really good. Phoebe Tonkin, who I, believe it or not, have never seen before.
You're a sad sack that doesn't watch fucking Vampire Diaries.
I know that you're a huge fan of the CW. We've spoken about this. You're a CW fanboy. You love Vampire Diaries and any kind of teenage shows. So you're familiar with her. I know that currently she's doing massively well with Boy Swallows Universe, which
I haven't caught yet, but I haven't very good things.
I've been meaning to get to it because I did really enjoy the book. Trent Dalton, who wrote that book,
I didn't even know I met him at the
Writers Festival a couple of years ago. It's kind of a biographical story in a lot of ways, but with some kind of not supernatural, but magical realism, we'll say.
I thought Boy Swallows World was just some gritty Aussie crime thing. Am I totally off the boat?
I think you should watch it. I don't want to say too much about it, but if it's anything like the book, it has some magical realism elements.
Oh, my God.
And it's effectively based on his childhood. Trent.
I was kind of putting it off and going, oh, well, I'll get to it because it's got like Phoebe Tonkin and other people that I really like in it, but it's not the sort of thing that I generally gravitate towards.
Well, it's been
but...
extraordinarily well received.
Oh, yeah, I know, but so are lots of things that I don't, you know, Boardwalk Empire, yeah. I got no fucking interest, but everyone says it's great. This is not my cup of tea.
But I think that Phoebe Tonkin's really good in this movie. I think that she...
She's a great actress.
And, you know, I think she actually has a lot to do in this role, which we'll get to in the spoiler section. But I think that she kind of does everything she has to do really well. Madison Hu... Sorry, you go.
She's literally on screen for pretty much the entire film.
I don't think
a
there's
lot
a
of the
single
time
scene
by
she's
herself.
Not in.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Herself with is, perhaps ghosts around.
Possibly with ghosts, sometimes with bears.
Yep.
A bit. But yeah, a lot of the time dialogue free, and I think she really nails the performance,
yeah,
particularly in the dialogue-free sections where sometimes it's not even score. It's literally just her kind of reacting to stuff.
Yes, yeah.
And I think it really is a pretty stellar performance by her.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And second billing, well, I mean, second most screen time definitely goes to Madison Hu, who I am apparently, I've never seen her before either, but I'll tell you one thing, I am desperately fucking in love with this woman. She is fantastic. She is gorgeous and she is funny and she has great screen presence. You said to me that she's in a TV show currently, The Brother's Son?
She's just, yeah, well, Brother's Son just wrapped. I mean, I can't remember if they dropped the whole thing. It's Netflix, though. They probably dropped the whole thing. But I just finished watching Brother's Son, which was terribly, terribly enjoyable. Kind of.
I'm going to go check it out
Kung
if she's
Fu
in it because
sort of
I loved her in this role. She's great.
She's great in that. I knew her face and couldn't pinpoint it until my younger daughter walked in and went, oh, it's Grace from Bazaardvark, which is some, I think, Disney kids show.
Oh, right. Okay.
That has, get this, it's a twofer. It's her and Olivia Rodrigo, who's like one of the biggest pop stars on the fucking planet. So she used to share equal billing with one of the biggest pop stars on the planet in a Disney show and now is doing this stuff. So I'm already a huge fan of hers because because
you love Disney shows just like you love CW shows.
Fuck yourself.
Anything the teenage girls are watching, you're there for, mate.
I do, tell you what, you laugh, but a lot of cool people have come out of those shows. Cameron, I've got a lot
that's
of time for.
Hilary Duff, I'll watch anything Hilary Duff is in. That's true. No, I like Hilary Duff. I'm being serious. But yes, I think the cast in this is all really good. Lamorne Morris, of course, who I know and I'm assuming
New
most
Girl.
Of the world knows from New Girl as Winston.
7 years New Girl.
Winston. And look, he only has a small role in this, but when he's here, he's a lot of fun. He brings a lot of levity.
He bookends it, though. He literally, he's your intro and he's your outro kind of for the film. So he sets the tone. And I think he's perfect casting for that because for what is – and I'm assuming most people will have listened to our chat with the China Brothers by now, but it was a very deliberate choice by them to kind of break with expectation and have this guy who is known for this kind of almost bubbly on-screen persona to sort of bookend this what is essentially even though there are it's punctuated by humorous moments, it is essentially a horror story, but to have it bookended by this kind of bubbly, outgoing, fun guy who is known for that.
And you're right, it's a very deliberate decision because you think Haunted Hotel, you think out in the middle of nowhere, you don't think Lamont Morris. You expect the owner of this place to be some crummy old guy and they've gone in the complete opposite direction of that. And it is a very deliberate choice and they did speak about that in that interview. And so I mean I think it works. I think he works. So I liked this movie. I'm a 6 out of 10, I think. I'm definitely keen to see what the brothers deliver next, and I hope that this does open some doors for them because I think it's a good
film. And you haven't seen the Crawl, have you?
No.
The only other film they've actually done themselves. It's not perfect, but it's a pretty good little thriller for a first time out the gate, with a really good cast of Georgina Haig, who I've long been in love with, and George, whose surname is going to fucking escape me. Should have done my homework. I think he's a Croatian or something actor, but he's one of my all-time favorite Australian films, Love Serenade, that no one on the planet's ever seen, but it's I think it's got a young Miranda Rotto in it and others.
Yeah, right.
Fucking fabulous film. I'm going to give it to you in on a required viewing or something in future because everyone needs to see this film. He's in that. But, yeah, Crawl was really, really good, very sort of early Coen's Blood Simple-ish sort of thriller. But they also wrote Sweet Virginia, which I was a big fan of about 5-6 years ago, that had Bernthal, John Bernthal, and Christopher Abbott. Really, really good film. So I'm very, very keen. And as they said to us, they've got a number of scripts in various stages of either bidding or casting or, you know. So, you know, lots of good stuff ahead for them, which I'm very keen to see. I thoroughly enjoyed this film. I'm a lot warmer on it than you. I'm an 8 out of 10.
Hey, yeah, that's strong.
Until last night, this was my best time with a film this year.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And then obviously fucking Villeneuve came and shat all over that. But this is my second best film experience of the year. I am really high on it. I think everyone should go and see it. Support these guys. Indie film, just in general, always support it. But it's genuinely a good film that I think you'll enjoy. And I'm looking forward to physical media. I really want a commentary on this. I want to hear the cast talking about the making of it because, I mean, as they said to us, the budget for this fucking thing was 500 grand.
Yeah, that's
very low. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I
was shocked.
Regardless,
when they said that.
And we've spoken off mic about this. There's a couple of kind of plot things where we kind of go, oh, well, that's not quite, you know, there's a little, you know, little bit of convenience there and plot contrivance. There's a character who gets stabbed and kind of shrugs it off a little bit, but 500 grand is a minuscule budget for a feature film.
Oh yeah,
and for one that looks, I think, as good as this, I think they've done astonishingly well.
Why don't we hit the spoiler button and get into some spoilers?
Jesus Christ. Warning would have been good for that. It's the first time we've done that, and it fucking nearly killed me.
All right. Spoilers. I was shook by the twist. There's a huge twist in this film that not only is the hotel not haunted, our narrator essentially is completely unreliable. She doesn't even know she's unreliable. She's an escaped mental patient, and she is the one that murdered her family. I was shook by that twist. I didn't see it coming. Well,
and it's never really concluded as to whether is she just mad?
She's mad.
Or is she mad? And haunted.
No, I don't think there's any ghosts at all. I don't think there's any ghosts. I think she's just completely unreliable.
I don't know.
No.
She's absolutely unreliable. She's fucking mad as a cut.
There's no ghosts.
Poor old Madison, who will attest to this?
Yes.
We've got that twist where we get the what we think is the guy who's killed her family.
So I was going to say, there's kind of the two plot threads, and one we failed to mention. Yes, she's working in the haunted hotel. At the same time, about halfway through, she reveals that her entire family was murdered, and she's kind of on the run, and she thinks that the murderer is chasing her and has found her, and
that seems completely believable because we have seen her note this car that's done a couple of drive-bys.
Yeah.
And freak you out. So that doesn't seem out of the blue. That, to me anyway, that seemed to fit. And I bought into that. And then when said guy turns up, and it's Christopher Denham, who, I mean, we haven't really touched on how the fuck they got this cast together.
It's a fucking
500 grand film, but we'll be in a minute. Who is creepy as fuck in everything. He always seems like a serial killer, so it's completely believable that that's who this guy is. When he turns out to, in fact, be her psychiatrist,
yes,
and she is the one who's escaped from the asylum.
Well, even then, I thought he was lying at first. I thought that it was part of a trick. I still didn't think that that was the case until she actually flipped the lid and went totally nuts and started chopping his tongue out and shit.
Yeah, open your fucking mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's a good twist, and it got me. It got me.
And so that twist, I didn't see coming, but when it, you know, with these sorts of films, sometimes a twist arrives and you go, that makes sense. I didn't see it coming, but I'm on board 100%. That's,
yeah,
that was that twist. The 1 year later kind of coda.
Yes.
Where the entire motel's been transformed into this Palm Springs pink flamingo.
And she has taken over as the manager.
Presumably she's managed to cash in the loan that Teddy had applied for.
Yeah, yeah.
That he mentioned earlier. And she's transformed this motel into this hot pink flamingo desert oasis.
Yep.
That I did not see coming at all.
I thought that was a fun little coda. I liked that.
That was kind of the little coda that made me go, you know what? I fucking love this movie.
It puts a real playful twist on it.
But this is kind of the little cherry on the top.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And at least, again, it just leaves that question. How insane is she? I don't know.
Oh, she's either haunted as fuck or mental as fuck. Because even in the beautiful pink oasis, she's not creepy. Only got the ghosts of her family, now she's got Teddy's ghost and Madison's ghost, and she's surrounded by these ghosts and sort of still walking around with this forced grin on her face.
Yeah, I think she's just batshit.
batshit. I like to think that I think the ghosts are all there. I think she's carried them with her.
We should have asked the China Brothers, because I don't think there's any ghosts. Fuck. I think she's.
Do you know the
nuts.
Other thing I wanted to ask them? Now that we're in the spoiler bit, the last time that Yogi falls down, so you've got Yogi
and there's
bear's
the blood
head.
Spot behind him.
Why is that Teddy's blood? Because the blood spot. I rewatched it a third time. There is no blood spot with the previous times it falls down. All I can think is that she smashed Teddy's head on that.
Yeah. Right. See, I just read it as our clue that she's still
killing. That's
not a
continuity error. That's a deliberate thing.
Oh, 100%. I just read it as our clue that she is still batshit and still killing. You know, because she's repainted this entire hotel. Everything's beautiful and pristine. But behind
Yogi,
there's this hidden kind of...
Weirdly enough, you could have fit 5 bodies down there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very funny.
Oh, God, she's so fucking good in this movie. I can't wait to see what she does next.
Yeah.
She's been around for a while, Phoebe Tonkin.
Yeah.
Like, my kids, I hadn't even realized till I read the press material, but she was in H2O, Just Add Water, the, like, dodgy Australian kids mermaid show thing from way back. I obviously know her from Vampire Diaries and the Originals, which are fucking great shows, I might say. But nothing that she's done that I've seen to this point indicated that she was more than just a good actress.
Yeah.
Like, she's good at her job. She's not crap. She's not just a pretty face. She's actually good. But I think she's really doing some pretty impressive stuff in this film that kind of belies the low budget and the genre and all the rest of it. Like Lamar Morris and all the rest of them are great. Patrick Fischler, we haven't even mentioned. He's fucking chewing the scenery and having a ball in this. But I think Phoebe Tonkin's actually pretty fucking special in this. I think she's really doing good work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. It's a definite recommend from us here. And
check it out. Support these guys.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it'll get a theatrical release here, but I think it definitely is in other parts of the world. So if you can see it in the cinema, go do that. But yeah, I liked it.
Mm. Night Shift.
All right. Well, later on in the week, we'll be catching up, doing our red carpet special, going over all of the highs and lows of the Oscars.
You wait till you see what I'm wearing for the red carpet. My frock is fucking fetch.
And we might pair that with a review of Spaceman, the new Sandman flick. And then next week, we'll get to our most anticipated of the year.
Mm,
only only 3 months into the year, but...
Yeah, whatever. Only on Potty Mouth Radio.
That's right. Speaking of Potty Mouth Radio, definitely go to pottymouthradio.com and check out The Hunt for the Perfect Album. You can subscribe to it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Yeah. New episodes every week.
If you like music, you'll like that show.
That's right. Dave and I break down albums that we think are perfect, no skippable tracks, and do some other fun stuff there as well. Make playlists and interview musicians and producers, and it's a good time, so go check it out. If you want to help support us, you can do that at patreon.com/pottymouthradio. You can reach us at all of the I don't even know what I'm doing tonight. Just, I'm sick.
Go to pottymouthradio.com. All the socials are there, the Patreons. Yes. We just need to send people to the website. Just go to the website. Everything's on the website.
Yeah. I'm used to doing the whole
the Holy Grail. I know. We don't have to anymore. Everything's in one place.
It's all there. Pottymouth Radio.
And the merch store. There's a merch store with some fucking merch. You can buy some merch.
Go do
cool
it.
Cool merch.
We'll catch
buy
you next
some
week.
Merch. I've said merch too much.